It is time to be joined by Murray Olds from the 2SER newsroom. He's here for some dad gags. Good morning, Murray. How you doing?
I know you're leaving Friday, but there's no need to stuff up the sign, the call sign. 2SER, that's where you are right this morning. Nice to have your company. Hey.
It's all going downhill very rapidly. Now, before we get into the gags, yes. I wanted to ask you. Now, you're going to be doing me a really big favour tomorrow. You're going to be giving me a lift somewhere.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you know, I don't know. I've never been in the car with you before. How are you as a driver? Are you a good driver? Are you a bad driver?
Look, it's interesting. You talk to my wife, she says I'm terrible. I mean, I've had a few speeding fines. I lost my license for 12 months.
Wow.
Which is like 33 years ago. Before I met my wife, I lost my license.
Yeah.
I got caught DUI the morning after. The same as Paul McGregor.
Dragon's coach.
The Dragon's coach.
Yeah.
I went home for a sleep, random breath test in the morning. I was over.
Okay.
Fair enough. You know, you do that crime, you do the time. Very bloody long, 12 months.
Mm.
Recommendation from me, don't drink and drive.
Never,
simple as that.
Never ever.
Look, I think I'm an okay driver, but my wife disagrees. It just boggles my mind how stupid some people are on the road.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I mean, look, who hasn't, as you're driving, had a look at your phone, maybe answered a call, and I know it's illegal, mm-hmm. and it's illegal for all the right reasons.
Yep.
You're not watching the road. But how many Muppets do you see? They're not even looking at the road at all.
Yeah.
They're tooling down the road, looking down on their laps. Oi, hello, we're over here, hello. Don't you reckon?
The 2SER HQ is here on George Street, and when I'm walking down the street, yeah, I'm amazed the amount of people who are looking at their phones while they're driving, particularly in the city, which I hate driving in anyway because it's so chaotic all the time. But it is very, very scary.
It's funny. My brothers-in-law were over from Adelaide this weekend, just gone for my daughter's 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just freaking out driving around Sydney.
Really?
Absolutely freaking out. I mean, we're used to it. You know, we just change lanes and blast from one point to another.
Yeah.
Over the bridge, down the circular quay, blah, blah, blah. But they had eyes like poached eggs. Ah, the white knuckles. It's okay,
only,
boys.
There's only one street in Adelaide, though. That's probably why, right?
That's right. That's right.
For the record, my wife calls me a grandma when I'm driving, so I'm very safe.
You're very, very safe.
Very, you know, never had an
accident.
I'll
put you in the back seat tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good. And I just want to ask quickly, you mentioned your daughter there. Of course, you've got three lovely children.
Yep.
Did you teach them to drive? Was it your job?
Look, I did. I taught, and Annie, my wife, between us, we taught them the basics, and then we paid for lessons to finish them off.
Okay.
I think that's probably it's an investment in their safety,
mm-hmm.
and your continued family well-being.
Mm.
A lot of parents will teach the kids bad habits. I know I did.
Yep. Swearing probably for one.
Well, I don't know if I'm swearing, please. you know, just I take stuff for granted behind the wheel because I've been driving for 40 years.
Yeah.
Actually 45 years.
Wow.
In New Zealand you could get your license when you were 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I know.
Probably only three cars at that time, though, wasn't there?
Well, that's right. Fred Flintstone cars at that.
All right. You got some dad gags for us?
I do indeed, Mitch, yes. Now, do you hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
No.
There's no menu. You just get what you deserve.
Oh, wow.
A woman's in the delivery suite giving birth. She starts howling out, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, didn't, can't. Don't worry, says the midwife. They're just contractions. A duck walks into a bar, sits down, says, g'day, I'm Huey, to the barman, and orders a beer. Hi, says the barman, how's your day been? Fine, says the duck, I've been in puddles all day. Just then a second duck walks in, sits down, says, g'day, I'm Dewey, and orders a beer. Hi, says the barman, how's your day been? Fine, says the duck, I've been in puddles all day. Just then a third duck walks into the bar. Let me guess, says the barman, you're Louie. No, says the duck, I'm puddles.
There you go. Three of the most wild dad jokes you're going to get anywhere on radio on a Wednesday morning. Thanks so much, Mario. That, of course, was our last joke session. You'll be giving these to a new person next.
I'll be texting them to you, though, mate.
Yeah, please. Could you?
Make you'll be able to share them with your new workplace.
They'll
think you're the gagmeister.
And looking forward to our little journey tomorrow as well. Thanks so much, sir.
Pleasure, buddy. Good on you.
Catch you later. It's Murray Olds from the 2SER Newsroom with some fabulous dad gags for you.